Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on. Are you okay, old man?
Yes, well, that's what happens when you get your headphones too close to the microphone when you're trying to put them on.
Or when you've been in radio for 50 years and you forget.
It's called feedback howl.
All right. Well, welcome on board. WKOK's live.
I'd like to hear it again.
No.
I can make that happen for you.
Nope, that's fine. WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. It is Monday. It is Indigenous People's Slaughter Day, and so federal workers get the day off, also previously known as Columbus Day.
But what is it? Is it Indigenous Peoples Day or Columbus Day?
Well, it's Columbus Day recognized nationally. And, you know, Christopher Columbus is not without any accolades, so we certainly can celebrate him. But he and his ilk brought illness, slavery, incarceration, and outright devastation.
Oh, well, certainly we should be honoring him.
Well, yeah, I don't know. You know, he certainly was a brave explorer. There's no argument there. But then when he found Native people at any land he landed on, he was pretty mean. So were his followers and his colleagues. So,
name his three boats.
Nina Pinta, the Santa Maria.
Very good. Well, you pass.
Oh, it's funny. I was listening. They did a feature on WBRE at 5 o'clock this morning about Columbus Day observance, and the anchor said, and when Columbus sailed to the U.S. in 1852. I'm like, whoa.
Didn't they ever hear that poem in 1492, Columbus
right.
Sailed the Ocean Blue?
Oh, no, she said 1892. Well, she just accidentally misspoke, but I thought, oop, everybody
I
in America.
Anybody the Civil War veterans were surprised to see her land.
52. The war wasn't over in 52.
I said the Civil War veterans. It was over in 55. I thought you said 92.
Okay. Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, the Civil War veterans, right. Never mind. I digress. But so, yes, it's Columbus Day. I think we have a story.
We discuss this every year, and we still haven't done anything about
it. We haven't. Well, we discuss President Trump every day, but he's still in there. So, let's see. Yeah. A handful of states are celebrating their first Indigenous Peoples Day today as part of a trend to move away from the day honoring Christopher Columbus. From Minnesota to Vermont, at least five states in Washington, D.C. have done away with Columbus Day celebrations in deference to Native Americans through the federal Columbus holiday, although the federal Columbus Day holiday remains in place. Since 1992, Native American advocates have pressed states to change Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day over concerns that Columbus helped launch centuries of genocide against indigenous populations in America. Now, he was only solely responsible for a little of it, but as the story says, he helped launch centuries of ongoing trouble. New Mexico is marking its statewide Indigenous Peoples Day with an invocation by several tribal leaders in unison in their native tongues. They are also having a parade and traditional dances in Albuquerque. They're scheduled, and then just the list of various things at various
places.
Well,
how many indigenous peoples are we celebrating? There's only one indigenous people here in the United States, the Native American Indians, as mm-hmm. we call them.
Well, but they aren't just one unified group. There were several tribes.
But they Indians were all one class. We call them all Native American Indians.
True. But that's like saying everybody from Europe is just European. I mean,
well, they are.
Nobody's
They might be something else, but they are all European.
But just as Europeans could be divided into Italians and Germans and Poles, and Native Americans can be divided into their tribal
names. Well, then
just names.
Call it Indigenous People Day.
I think
we're celebrating the people, not the categories.
Should we do that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I have a problem with Columbus Day because I don't think, first of all, he discovered America. Leif Erikson beat him out by quite a few hundred years.
Right, and he didn't land in America.
He didn't land in North America. Well, he landed, I guess, where? In the Caribbean, in the West Indies, yeah. So he didn't really land here. Although his second expedition, I believe he did land here.
Okay, yeah, I don't know.
You know, we could call ourselves, well, we named our country after Amerigo Vespucci, who did actually land on the continental United States.
Mm-hmm.
We could call ourselves Vasco da Gama Day. We don't honor him.
One of our good
Henry
listeners,
Hudson Day.
One of our good listeners says, if you knew what Christopher Columbus did do, in addition to what you're saying, you would celebrate him.
What he did do.
Right.
What did he do?
Well, I guess he was brave and had foresight and thought was a good explorer.
He was intrepid.
Right. So, as you say, maybe landed here accurately the second time.
I always liked the a joke that I heard once. It said about, my goal in life is not to be like Christopher Columbus. When he started out, he didn't know where he was going. When he got there, he didn't know where he was. When he got back, he didn't know where he had been, and he did it all with somebody else's money.
What's the equivalent?
Sounds like a Democrat to me.
Oh, okay. Oh, is that where we're headed?
That's what I heard. That's the way I heard the joke.
Do Republicans not do that?
Oh, yeah, we do it too.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right, well, welcome all aboard, everybody. We can talk about Indigenous Peoples Day. As Joe aptly pointed out, we call attention to it each year, but we never do anything about it. So maybe it's time that we fix this once and for all. But if you wish to call us today, it is Columbus Day.
Is Columbus Day an official national holiday?
It is a national holiday. Yeah, banks and schools. Schools can be closed.
Why?
Banks are closed.
Why would we
government offices are closed.
I mean, if you want to celebrate the people who discovered America, you could call it Explorers Day.
Well, I think we...
And honor them all.
That's what it should be. But it is... although you'd still have the Indigenous Peoples slaughter to argue about. But it's a federal holiday. Government offices, businesses, not so much businesses, but banks, mm-hmm. and schools.
So
schools
we're honoring the man who made it possible for white Europeans to steal the country from Native Americans. Is that the liberal view?
He didn't make it possible. He was just one of the first to get here.
He was a facilitator, at least.
He was one of the first, though, as you pointed out, not the first.
First, right.
And but, you know, he was just one man.
One could argue that Leif Erikson's visit to this country was more benign than Columbus's.
Right. Came, visit, assimilate,
left.
Enjoy.
Right.
Be a good guest.
Wanted to be a farmer.
And exit.
Right.
it's the perfect guest.
I mean, the Vikings were rather vicious at points in their career, but toward the end, they sort of mellowed.
Okay. Is that true? I didn't know that he
somewhat.
Was a Viking.
They wanted to be farmers. Yeah, he was a Viking.
What do you know about him?
What?
Leif Erikson.
Leif Erikson. He was an early explorer who found out, he developed or had adopted, I guess, some way to, when you're out in the ocean, to figure out exactly where you are. I forget what they called it.
Not
but
the
they had
sextant?
Like, no, it was something, it was
different.
A precursor to that,
okay.
But it made it possible for them to explore.
So you knew where you were.
Right. You had a general idea of where you were and how to get back. Otherwise, you just thought you might sail off the end of the earth.
Okay. Right. Okay.
So, he certainly deserves some credit, too. I mean, his early voyages made it possible for people like Christopher Columbus to sail here.
Maybe we should bring a historic person in someday and talk about this.
Well,
on Columbus
maybe
Day.
We should bring in an Indigenous person in.
How about an Indigenous person historian?
There you go.
Who really knows what's going on.
We
are talking about the fact that it is Columbus Day. Yeah, this is where all this began. I didn't actually plan to bring this up, but it is Columbus Day 2019. It is October 14th, 2019. This is On the Mark, WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. You are welcome to call us telephonically, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You are welcome to contact us emailically at onthemark@wkok.com. We have one email from one of our good listeners, EB, so we can read that on the radio today. That's onthemark@wkok.com. You can also contact us text connectedly, and that's by texting 70236, and that's for text connect members. You can sign up at wkok.com. We do not send you any junk advertising, no sponsorships, no nothing. It's just another way that newsroom reaches out to folks to tell you about breaking news stories, closed roads, or tornadic weather, and it's important information.
Yeah, you know, last week, Chris and I, our good caller Chris and I, got into a discussion about whether or not the president was being fairly treated in this impeachment thing. And Chris said he has lost no rights. And he, at the top of his voice, was yelling at me that the president has not suffered any problem from the way the Democrats are handling this. And I thought, well, he's wrong. But, you know, Chris is entitled to his opinion. And then over the weekend in the Daily Item, there was an interesting story called Why Not Vote? Democrats Say It's Impeachment Either Way. And the story says it's impeachment because House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it is. That's the legal position of House Democrats, and they're sticking with it for now, even as President Donald Trump decries impeachment as illegitimate without a formal House vote to start it. Trump has said he won't cooperate with the impeachment investigation, which is looking into his dealings with the Ukraine, unless there is a vote and Republicans are treated more fairly. For the Democrats, there are legal, strategic, and political reasons to stay the course. Under the law, Democrats say they have no obligation to hold a vote. The Constitution gives the House the sole power of impeachment, and the Senate the sole power to try all impeachments, and it dictates the removal from office of an impeached president who was convicted by the Senate of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Congress is left to fill in the details. There are no requirements for a vote under House rules. Republicans are pointing to precedent. They note that the House held votes to authorize impeachment investigations against President Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton. In an October 3rd letter to Pelosi, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said the Speaker had so far given no indication whether key historical precedents or basic standards of due process will be observed. Pelosi responded that the House rules allow committees to conduct investigations, including impeachment investigations. Without a vote, Democrats are able to craft the investigation however they see fit and leverage a vote if it becomes necessary later on. In his letter, McCarthy asks Pelosi if she planned to allow Republicans, as part of impeachment, to have equal subpoena power or give the president's lawyers a chance to cross-examine witnesses. A resolution to authorize an impeachment inquiry could potentially set some of those rules. But without a vote, Pelosi doesn't have to answer any of those questions or give Republicans any of those privileges. That's why I think that what they're doing is basically unfair. They have a precedent in front of them, and they refuse to honor it.
Well, I don't think you need to. The question is the president guilty of the crimes against him? Did he try to unduly influence the election?
That obviously is the end of the line. Yes, you're right. That's absolutely what we should be trying to find out. And I would agree with that. And I think the American people agree with that as well. But that doesn't mean you deprive the president of his right to due process. You deprive him of the ability to cross-examine witnesses, call his own witnesses. How would you like to be on trial?
Would he not be given that opportunity?
Not unless they have a vote. Well, yeah, if it gets to impeachment. But what if he could prove beforehand that he did nothing wrong, or he could present his own witnesses, call his own witnesses, cross-examine existing witnesses, and, you know, destroy their credibility and prove
and
that he didn't
do
anything.
And how do you not know that she does not plan to do this later?
Why not do it now?
Why do it now? Do your investigation now, behind closed doors if you can, so you can
build
your
case. Well, that's the other thing. They're doing it in front of the Intelligence Committee because they can keep everything secret.
Right. Well, that's the way it should be. Build your case in private, and the president can build his defense in private. He says that this is a witch hunt, so he can come up with, he is permitted now to come up with the types of evidence that he says will support the fact that it's just political, which is hardly a stretch, and so he'll be able to prove that when the time comes. It doesn't bother me. I know it bothers you because you like precedent, you like everything to be done the way that it's supposed to be done, but there's no rules related to this, and the Constitution just says the House has the power of impeachment, and so that's what they're going to do.
Well, they do have the power, but, you know, isn't fairness part of the deal? If I'm going to impeach a sitting president of the United States...
Look, when police are doing an investigation, they don't stop and say, excuse me, sir, I know we've pulled you... Joe, we've pulled you over once again for speeding. Do you feel as though we're treating you fairly so far? No, you get your day in court at a later date.
Oh, Mark. You're missing the entire concept of fairness under the law.
So you're saying that when the cop pulls you over, you should be able to say, I'm late for the CSBT meeting.
Do you get thrown directly in jail when you're arrested? No. There's a procedure you go through. You can go through a grand jury presentment. You can go through a preliminary hearing where you have a chance to question witnesses and, you know, make your case.
Refute the police report.
But we're not giving the president of the United States that. We're saying this is a bad bad man.
This is Donald Trump. This is just the beginning, Joe.
Donald Trump, you're a bad man.
He will be given all of those opportunities later. Just be
patient. Why not give them to him now?
You know he's going to be impeached.
Why not give them to him now? Why bother?
They're doing the investigation right now.
Plus the fact they're doing it in front of the Intelligence Committee, and they normally wouldn't.
Which irritates you to no end.
Well, I think they, you know, that's
Joe wants
okay.
to watch this on TV.
Well, it would be nice.
Okay, there we go. This is the Joe doesn't care about democracy.
Yes, I do.
Just wants to watch it.
I like to watch democracy in action. I like to watch fairness in action.
All right. Well, you went to the wrong town. Tom, thanks so much for calling in. You are on the mark.
Why, this is what the Democrats are doing, this strategy. It's driving Joe and the far, far right batty.
Yeah,
so I think that's what they need to keep doing. Just do everything they can to keep driving you guys batty. You're already batty enough, but I think that's what they need to do. They just need to keep this up.
Have I ever personally insulted you, Tom?
It annoys Joe terrible.
Have I ever insulted you, Tom? Have I ever insulted you when you called this program?
Always.
Always.
I disagree with you, but I've never insulted you. I've never called you batty.
That's insulting me.
I've never called you batty or dumb.
He's easily insulted.
Well, I'm talking about generally the whole far, far, far right, which you're part of.
No, I'm not. I'm part of the right, but I'm hardly far, far right.
Joe's part of the natural born listeners.
That's your opinion.
Then you must be Antifa.
And I'll tell you what, it's not going to make any difference whether they vote on this or keep it this way. Trump is still not going to cooperate. I'll guarantee you, if they had a vote, he would do the same thing. He would do the exact same thing. You're not getting any papers. You're not getting any witnesses. I'm telling them not to testify. It's going to be the same thing.
You may be right. You may be right, Tom. You may be right, but I'll show you how much of a conservative I am. If they did it the right way and they brought him, held a vote and decided to conduct an impeachment inquiry, and he refused to cooperate, I would be leading the charge to have him brought up, before the Supreme Court or anywhere else to get it reversed. Once they have done an official vote and he has all of his rights guaranteed, he either cooperates or I think we do throw him out. So hey, does that make me far right, Tom? Does that make me a lunatic from the far right?
I hope that happens because I'd like to hear you actually have to do that.
Well, Joe speaks out against the president when the president is wrong. He's not like some people. I don't know if you follow social media, but there's some people. I mean, President Trump could do anything terrible at all whatsoever, like the Syria thing. A lot of people disagree with that. So, and there are some staunch Republicans that still think and this is the right thing to do. If the president says it's time to get out of our endless wars, this is a way to do it. So there are blind followers. Joe's just a follower. Joe's primarily interested in his 401k.
I'm just a slightly vision-impaired follower, apparently.
Blind. No, you're just primarily, your vision is clouded by the fact that you want the business world to continue to boom and employment to stay low and so that your 401k is in good shape. Look, and there's nothing wrong with that.
I think the president has done some very good things for this country, unlike Tom. But he has an obligation.
Tom's done some nice things for the country.
Well, I'm sure. I meant Tom doesn't feel that way. I didn't mean Tom hasn't done anything good for the country.
Okay.
You still with us, Tom?
Yeah, you just insulted me.
No.
He did accidentally. Yep, he did accidentally.
How did I do that?
Why? Because by saying, unlike our president who has done some good things for the country.
Unlike Tom.
I meant
that Tom doesn't believe that.
Right.
Unlike me. I do believe he's done some good things, but I don't. Here's where I agree with Tom. He's not above the law. If he doesn't comply with the law, then he should be punished for that. But I think he has the right to have us to defend himself, and he has the right to face his accusers, just like anybody else would in a criminal proceeding.
Well, what do you think that you're all the time saying you agree with him and he did a lot of right? What did he do that was good? You tell me.
I think he did a lot of good things. The tax cut, the tax cut, which I think was good.
The tax cut was for the rich.
Rolling back some of these regulations that brought business back into the country. He's got a lot of companies coming back in.
So you like pollution.
The China trade deal.
So you like pollution then.
Well, you're asking me what he did good. You're not asking me to defend it. I'm telling you what he did that I think is good.
I think the trade war with China. Pollution because he rolled back regulations that let pollution go.
I like people working and having jobs and being able to feed their families. You got something wrong with that?
Yeah, when it's polluting the air and the water, yeah.
Yeah, at what cost?
Rolling back
is your water bad, Tom? Is your water bad?
Acid water back into the Shamokin Creek that they just about have cleaned up.
Is your water bad, Tom? Can you drink out of the faucet? I can.
Well,
I can breathe the air.
I got something else for you. You know, you guys keep saying about this $1.5 billion that the Bidens were supposed to get.
Not billion. I think it was it million?
No, it was billion.
Billion. Okay.
Okay.
What about it?
Don't you think that's a little ridiculous? I mean, your top CEOs in the country, which aren't worth what they're getting at all, they get about maybe the top ones maybe get 50, 75 million. And they're saying Biden and his kid got $1.5 billion, which is 1,500 millions. Don't you think that sounds a little bit ridiculous?
Tom, I haven't heard that number. Where are you getting that?
Well, I've heard it.
Where?
I've heard it on this show. I've heard your people on this show repeating it.
Well, I've never heard that number before, anything
billions.
That high. I heard $15 million was a number I heard bandied about. Yeah. But I never heard $1.5
billion. I heard it on your show.
Okay. Well, somebody must have called in and said that. Maybe it didn't get challenged, but it seems like a high number. Yeah, you really don't see too many individuals getting $1 billion from anyone else.
I don't think you could hide that much money.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. But, somebody must have misspoke. But, yeah, they probably misspoke. Now people were used to saying billions because it comes up. It wasn't that long ago. It was probably, only 10 years ago. Nobody ever talked about any billions.
Well, now we're talking trillions.
All right. Thank you so much,
Tom.
Yep, thanks for calling in. Let's take a quickie break. We'll invite more comers. 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565.
Are you terrified by your old ride? Don't fear. If you want to have a fun day, you have to buy a Hyundai at Sunbury Motors Hyundai. Treat yourself to a nicer, newer ride from SFC. Choose from 12 2019 Hyundai Tucson's with $4,000 off. Starting at $22,369. There's 17 Hyundai Konas in stock starting at only $20,352. Sunbury Motors Hyundai has brand new Sonatas starting under $19,000. Plus, hurry in. There's 4 Hyundai Palisades in stock. And every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty.
10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
And Hyundai Assurance. Don't be terrified by your old ride. If you want to have a fun day, you have to buy a Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai. In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Driving you over 100 years, Sunbury Motors.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Got some emails and texts.
Oh, we do indeed. We do indeed.
So let's read those.
Well, the one refers to the $1.5 billion that Tom mentioned. It says the $1.5 billion from the Chinese didn't go straight to Hunter Biden, but to a company he was involved with, an investment company, something he had no experience in because he was the son of the Vice President of the United States. Can we all say corruption? And then, are the Democrats complying with the law when they lie to the public about their corruption? And the Democrats are doing this farce of an impeachment thing in secret because they don't want their lies getting into the public domain and only releasing info they think will hurt Trump. There are some Republicans exposing Shifty Schiff's lies for what they are, lies. Shifty Schiff.
Yeah, please say that name and nickname carefully.
Shifty Schiff, yes.
Say
I have
it
to
carefully.
Do that. Very, very carefully.
That's headed for Trump.
And one of our other listeners says, Tom, get solid, credible facts before you challenge the good things our president has done. You sound like a disgruntled resident who wouldn't be happy if someone handed you $1 million. Okay, that wasn't me, Tom. That was one of our listeners. And then one of our other listeners, EB, says, over the weekend at a conference hosted by the conservative group American Priority, an animated video was shown in which dear leader Trump murders his enemies, setting Bernie Sanders on fire, shooting Maxine Waters and John McCain, and stabbing Rosie O'Donnell in the head. This comes on the heels of conservative nut job Ben Shapiro posting a video on Twitter this weekend threatening to shoot up a school if LGBTQ education is mandated in schools and also threatening to shoot Beto O'Rourke. These are just two more examples of good old-fashioned conservative values, I guess. When will the conservatives call an end to violence? I must admit, I didn't hear a Ben Shapiro calling anybody for anybody's death or being shot. Well, and then one of our other listeners says, Joe said there is precedent to have a vote in the House for or against impeachment, that there is precedent and that it's unfair to Trump not to have one. There is also precedent for presidents to release their tax returns. Also, the blonde spokeswoman for Trump, I can't recall her name, who has broken precedent numerous times by making political statements. I saw on a news broadcast her saying to let her know when she would be in handcuffs. As you sow, so shall you reap. And finally, it is so sad to listen to Mark, who self-proclaims his knowledge of world events. He is putting his dislike of the president on a 1,000-plus monthly who ended up in rehab, when the average Ukraine monthly pay is $200 a month. This is one example of the corrupt coup. Plus, wake up, Mark. Sent by Rich from his iPhone.
All right. Okay. Noted. I don't get it, but I appreciate the email. Well, I must wake up. There's no argument there.
There is precedent for House impeachment, and there is precedent, but again, no requirement for the president to release his tax returns, and that matter is being adjudicated in the courts right now.
Is it?
It is.
Thank you so much, Joe. We're going to continue our conversation during the 9 a.m. hour. I will be fully woke, and Joe will be talking about the Bidens are hardly broke. And we'll continue that discussion shortly. This is WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Great things, and welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show.
I hear you are so dumb you thought Sherlock Holmes was a housing development.
That's a good one. Very clever, Sherlock. All right, Mr. Joe McGranahan is with us. He's his honor, as he's known in Shamokin Dam. Papa's his favorite name. I saw both of your grandsons today.
Yes, they were both here today.
Yep, they're both looking good.
Our goal is to get my oldest grandson to actually speak on the radio. He's afraid of microphones.
He didn't say anything while he was here today.
No, so. He never does.
So he's quiet. All right, well, good.
He's quiet here. I guarantee he's not quiet other places.
These are the most adorable young boys in history, though. They are a good-looking group of sons and grandsons for you. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. You can check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. We would just love to hear from you in any manner you would like to contact us. On the Mark, as I mentioned, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. It's a family-owned dealership since 1915. They are on 4th Street in Sunbury and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspections, nitrogen for tires. They're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can find them on the web at sunburymotors.com. Check out their online specials. Build a Ford car or truck to your precise specifications, or a Hyundai, a Kia, or a Lincoln, or buy one of the many other hundreds of pre-owned vehicles they have there that are in perfect condition. You can click on the Works Fuel Saver Package coupon and save a lot of money in that way. They have a master towing service, alignment shop. They'll pump you up with nitrogen. They got a car wash, body shop, alignment shop. Did I mention that?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Well, it's worth
mentioning again.
It's worth repeating. SunburyMotors.com. They would just very much love to do business with you at the Sunbury Motor Company. Very brief news headlines here. Two road delays pop up today. One will be some delays in Alewood at a railroad crossing, where some flagging will send Route 44 in fits and spurts across some tracks that are owned by the Union County Industrial Railroad. That's Route 44, Gregg Township, Union County, at the Alewood River Bridge entrance over the Susquehanna River. A highway restoration project that's been causing long delays in Columbia County now moves to Montour County. County. PennDOT says work takes place on I-80 East between the Limestoneville exit and the Danville exit starting last night. Some 800 mountain bikers and off-road riders were in Lewisburg Sunday for the second annual Unpaved of the Susquehanna River Valley event. The rides were 30 miles, 54 miles, 90 miles, or 120 miles. All 800 slots were sold out. Centered at the Miller Center, the ride began Sunday morning and continued all day. One of the organizers, Mike Coons, says, as for who was in the race yesterday?
It's everybody. It's a cross-section of people, I would say. There are people here who are the fastest in the country, and there are people here who are out for a beautiful ride through the countryside.
We have lots more coverage about this at WKOK.com. President Donald Trump is incorporating the winners of the 2019 Little League World Series rally into one of his political rallies last week. President Trump brought members of the Louisiana East Bank All-Stars to the stage during Friday's rally, where they received rousing cheers from the audience. The players had earlier met Trump at the White House and flew home on board Air Force One. Trump said he'd grown accustomed to watching Japan winning the event, but before introducing the players one by one to the crowd, he said, "But this year you have the world champions, the East Bank All-Stars, who were based in suburban New Orleans." Trump told the team, "You don't know what the word choke even means." So we appreciate that. Actually, there have been several U.S. winners lately, but I guess the president wasn't watching. And finally, California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a law banning most animals from circuses. The law exempts rodeos.
Banning animals? But you didn't turn my microphone on again.
Well, I had to turn it down because you don't know how to use your phone yet. But that's all right. You're old. Well,
somebody sent me something I couldn't stop. But in any event, banning animals from circuses.
Right. That's what Governor... Well, he signed a law banning most animals from circuses. The law exempts rodeos and does not apply to domesticated dogs, cats, and horses. California is now the third state to enact such a ban, joining New Jersey and Hawaii. Circuses have been declining in popularity. The most well-known act, the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, closed in 2017 after 146 years of performances. At least 18 circuses don't use animals at all, including Cirque du Soleil, which I've seen several times. And you're right, they don't use animals.
Well, you've missed the other part of that story. He's also...
Well, I'm not done yet.
Okay.
Democratic State Senator Ben Huso, who authored the bill, said animals in circuses endure cruel training and near constant, I must be missing a word there, near some kind of an environment that's not good. The Southwest California Legislative Council opposed the bill, saying it would prevent people from experiencing the thrill of a circus performance featuring beautiful, well-cared-for animals.
Well, there's another part to this bill.
Okay.
Banning fur from clothing.
Oh, well,
did you read that part of it?
Yeah, that's a good idea, too.
The fur law bans residents from selling or making clothing, shoes, or handbags with fur starting in 2023. The fur ban doesn't apply to used products or those used for religious or tribal purposes, and it excludes the sale of leather, dog, and cat fur, cow hides, deer, sheep, and goat skin, and anything preserved through taxidermy.
Okay. Good idea.
Well, you know, there's so many problems in the world, and this is what California is dealing with, a law to ban circus animals and fur.
We have a lot of problems in the world, so let's
but
not...
But we're going to solve
so
one
So let's
time.
Still be mean to animals.
And we'll sit there with our paper straws, not being able to drink our big, fat, soft drinks, because we're not allowed to have them in California either.
Because they soaked through.
I mean, you know...
you poor guy. You must
Tom
feel...
calls me a far-right nut, but, I mean, Gavin Newsom is a nut. The whole state of California is nuts.
He's a far left nut, right?
Well, I mean, I can understand, you know, saying that animals that are abused, I can understand having standards for animals with respect to their training.
Right, and if I think it's sad, but I think there could be a higher echelon of care that the governor has in mind, or whoever authored this bill has in mind, and that if you want to achieve this higher echelon of care, like the animals have wide open spaces and free range and then are trained humanely, if you want to do that, I think you should be given the opportunity to do so. But to just ban animals from the circus, you know, say, okay, well, you're a circus, you can't have a elephant. What if the elephant's treated fabulously and is an orphan elephant?
Well, for example, the seals balancing the balls on their nose. I always enjoyed the seals at the circus.
Really?
I enjoyed the wild animals, the lion tamer. Can you, anybody ever forget the great Clyde Beatty? Anybody who ever saw him? I was fortunate enough to see him perform.
Okay.
At the Zembo Shrine Circus in Harrisburg in the late 40s, early 50s.
Right.
You know, so that was enjoyable. Maybe not for the animals, but
right.
It certainly...
Definitely cruel for the animals, but good for the
Well, yeah, but
audience.
He never actually hurt them. He never actually hit them with the whip. He would crack the whip.
Near them.
And near them, right, and he would hold a chair out in front of him. But I never saw him beat an animal or hurt an animal.
On stage.
Well, you think he did it behind stage?
You don't know. We know that circuses have abused some animals. Plus, we know that you're incarcerating a wild
animal. Well, there's an issue. I
animal for
in a cage
for amusement. So, I don't, the whole thing just strikes me as cruel. But I understand that they're domesticated. A lot of these animals have never seen the outdoors, and so they don't know that. They're really incarcerated in the same way that, a wild animal would if you had captured it. But in any event, it just seems if you injure, incarcerate, anyway abuse, or limit the freedom of an animal for your simple amusement, that's wrong.
Well, then what about the game club around here that has an obese bear hanging around?
I saw some articles in the paper. I don't know. I'd have to hear both sides of that story. The group says that the animal's being well taken care of.
Well, yeah, but the PETA people say that the animal's displaying signs of stress. And obviously, I guess he eats more than he should because
he's chubby.
Got nothing else to do. Yeah, apparently he's grossly overweight.
Okay.
And they wanted to try and do something about it. Supposedly, the people at this game club wouldn't let them in then.
Oh.
So, I don't know.
Okay. Well, we could find out.
But still, there's a difference between that, keeping an animal in a private preserve for amusement of the guests, and having a well-trained circus performance. I mean, some of these, look at the horses. I guess you're allowed to keep them going, but I've seen the horses perform in circuses.
Right.
Why are they okay and not an elephant? They teach them to do basically the same stuff.
I wonder if the Lipizzaner stallions would be allowed to perform because they are...
Oh, no, we shouldn't allow that. They jump in the air. They might hurt themselves.
Well, they seem to like it. They love it.
Well, it's hard to say whether the animal likes it or love it. We can't communicate with them. But if they're treated humanely and they, they say horses realize when they win a race and that they appreciate the adulation that goes with it.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. In our first segment of the show, we talked a little bit about Indigenous Peoples Day, or Columbus Day, as it's really known. We talked about President Trump.
One of our texters says, don't worry, Joe. Trump will make it legal to hunt and kill all animals, even if protected.
Even if they're protected.
Did I say anything about hunting or killing animals?
No, Joe doesn't hunt, so hunting anything has no appeal for him. All right, we are enjoying open phones. We'll talk about anything you wish. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Feel free to give us a buzz. Cindy, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, gentlemen, and happy Indigenous Peoples Day.
Thank you. Same to you.
Happy Columbus Day to you, too, Cindy.
Thank you, incarcerating the Indigenous Peoples Day.
I can't imagine why we're continuing to celebrate such a brutal person. But that's the folly of our process, tearing down statues and places for people and then having a whole national holiday to recognize another one.
Well, didn't he do something good?
What?
Granted, he did some bad, too, but did he not do anything worth noting?
Name that tune, Mark. Name one.
Well,
he sailed here, but he didn't know where he was.
Explorer. Well, there were what? There must have been 100 men with him on those three ships. Why don't they get credit? They also sailed here. He conned Isabella and, wasn't it Philip was his name, out
yes.
of the money. Brought them riches, brought them back enslaved people that he took from the... Caribbean,
right.
But I'm not introduced syphilis and measles to this
right.
hemisphere.
He brought back tobacco, which led to lung cancer and problems like that.
There's all kinds of great things about it. It's just bizarre to me in this politically correct time that we continue to recognize this man beyond my imagination. But I called because, I just don't get diplomatic immunity. This woman, as the story goes, this woman in England... A wife of a diplomat hit and killed someone. Why are we protecting her? She should be held liable in the country that she's in for her behavior.
Well, it's not quite that simple. I mean, diplomatic immunity has been around for a long, long time, and it's designed to protect people. It's designed to protect people.
That. But it shouldn't. We should reflect on the fact that it's shielding people who should be held accountable. So maybe we need to rethink it, because, you know, it would not be acceptable to me, even if it were a full-fledged diplomatic person, came here and ran you down and killed you, Joe. I'd pretty much feel like they should be held accountable to the laws in this country. But this diplomatic immunity, which is only a part of a treaty, affords these people, you know, full protection from their criminal behavior. I find that bizarre. We should do away with this. If you can't behave well, you shouldn't be there.
So she
and I think that the U.S. should waive diplomatic immunity for this woman. She should be held accountable for her behavior.
Well, I agree with you there, but on the other hand, there are countries that would trump up things against Americans or other foreign nationals to make them look bad. You know, that's the whole reason diplomatic immunity started, to take
then
that out of the equation.
Don't put diplomats there. Don't put them there. We got phones, Joe. This is not, you know, the time of Christopher Columbus where you had to get in a ship and, you know, 2 years later you heard from the person. We have the internet, we have telephones, we have texts, we have emails. The communication is an umpteenth of a second at this point. We don't need to have our people sitting in every one of these countries. And if you really think that country is so dangerous, don't put them there.
But they can be expelled. I mean, they can be ordered out of a country.
Right, but that's not punishment.
Well, it could be.
I'm sorry, you've done a terrible, terrible misdeed. You've caused a loss of life. 30-some people are now deeply saddened by this and his family. You have to go home.
If this woman ran you down here, Joe, she'd be accountable for that. Yes or no?
Well, as long as she was an American citizen, she would be, yes. But if she had diplomatic immunity from another country, she wouldn't be.
That's not appropriate. If you know, it's one story to have some form of mechanism for which diplomats themselves, that person, that ambassador, is protected in some way from unfair arrest on, you know, whatever charges you want to make. But they shouldn't be on fundamental criminal charges. If they're stealing, if they run someone down in the street, they should be liable for that.
All right, but, diplomatic immunity, you're right, was codified by the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations in 61, but the concept and custom of diplomatic immunity dates back thousands of years. It isn't new. I mean, it's just been the principles of diplomatic immunity are now considered to be customary law.
So, and as I understand it, we've had foreign dignitaries, diplomats in this country, who have outrageously broken the law. And they have not been held accountable, and I find that unacceptable. In that case, and certainly in the case of this woman, if she ran this person down and killed them, she should be liable there for her behavior. And well, I don't think England is a place that's going to, you know, capriciously arrest and harangue.
But we can waive diplomatic immunity.
And we should in this case. In fact, we shouldn't even have it in this case.
So
this
somebody can waive it for her.
This isn't
her.
Even the diplomat.
It can be waived for her. I mean, she may choose not to go back, but we can say, you're going back. Your diplomatic immunity is waived.
Oh, she's run here to America to avoid. Is that what you're saying?
She is in the U.S.
I don't know whether she came here to avoid it, but, you know, or whether the government said, hey, you did something bad. Get out of the country now while you can. You know, that may have been what they said.
She should go back and, you know, wouldn't we put the shoe on the other foot? What would we expect if this were our own citizen and this happened? We'd be outraged. We wouldn't go, oh, heck, 1961 convention, where a bunch of diplomats, by the way, gave themselves and apparently their spouses and family members immunity from their criminal behavior in another country. That's just ridiculous. So they can go rob banks and they can't be held accountable. It's just absurd.
Is there no limit to it?
They could be expelled.
No, you can commit murder, and you will not. You cannot be held accountable in the country in which you did that. Cool. You can be called back to the United States, But for example, but no, that country
but
can't.
This was an accident. The woman was driving on the wrong side of the road. She's an American. She got there. I understand from even British television that's not the first time something like that has happened, where somebody was driving on the wrong side of the road. They got confused and disoriented. She didn't set out to deliberately harm this young man. It was a tragic,
as
terrible
far as
accident.
You know.
Well, there's no proof or anything that she tried to deliberately harm this young man.
There's no evidence she
so
didn't.
I say again, Joe, if you were walking down Maple Avenue here and a British person was here and inadvertently made a mistake and ran you down and killed you, don't you think they should be accountable for that here in this country?
So what's the charge? Is it murder?
Involuntary manslaughter is what she would charge
it's
in the
not
U.S.
involuntary manslaughter. It would be a lesser charge than that. It would be... I don't think
there's a lesser death one.
Yeah, and then involuntary manslaughter,
you know,
yeah, there is.
What is not satisfactory to me is that anyone could cause the death of another person in these circumstances and not be accountable to the judicial system in which that occurred. That's just wrong.
Right.
And certainly when it's not even the diplomat, it's a family member.
Well, there
I mean, how far does this go? So your cousins are visiting for the holidays, and then now this extends to them also being immune? And it's just ridiculous, a ridiculous thing. I've thought this for many years.
I don't know whether it's the—I think it's the immediate family. I don't think you could get second cousins who are visiting from Guatemala qualified under diplomatic immunity. Maybe you can, but I thought it was the diplomat and their immediate family.
You can have
well,
a
why
justice.
Should their immediate family be sheltered, shielded?
Well, because you could trump up charges against them, too. I mean, the whole idea behind this is that there were abuses in the past that had to be rectified.
And there still are today. Look at what happened in Iran. Wasn't it Iran? Where they took all those people from the embassy and held them under Jimmy Carter. Remember that? And then just as Reagan came into office, they released them. Yeah, this happens. And if you don't want to risk people this way, I say again, bring them home. If you need us for something, give us a call. We don't need to have people stationed in some cases, 5, 6, 7 of these things in a country. We don't need that.
All
this
right.
is
well,
a different world, and we should rethink how we're handling
well,
it.
One of our listeners goes back to your original comment and says, let's get rid of President's Day, too. There are bad presidents also.
I agree.
Okay.
You know, there was a time that we recognized Lincoln's birthday in
right.
February and
Washington's birthday. Yep.
Right? Remember that?
I
and
do.
Then when it was going to be untenable, how many presidents have we had now? 45, 46? Then they said, well, let's just call them all one day. Yeah, I agree. You know, I think this whole day thing is silly to begin with.
Yeah, but
and it's obviously an effort to have a long weekend every month.
Right, government.
It has nothing to do with honoring anybody.
The government truth, workers need a day off.
The truth is, it's one extra long weekend.
Yeah.
The reason we have Columbus Day is because it's the only day off that we have in October.
Well, you know, it's like I've said before, and I have tremendous respect for Dr. Martin Luther King, but, you know, he has a day, and a lot of other great Americans don't. Benjamin Franklin doesn't have a day.
What?
Susan B. Anthony.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Cady Stanton.
Yeah, none of them have days.
Benjamin Franklin.
So I think we ought to have what I call Great Americans Day, and then Congress can designate one person each year to be celebrated on that day.
That'd be a good one. Well, but don't leave it up to Congress. They'll choose like somebody like President Trump or something if they're Republicans that are in charge.
No, but there has
thank
to be
you,
criteria.
Cindy.
Thanks, Cindy.
Thank you. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. 1-800-795-9565. President Trump, Indigenous Peoples Day, and diplomatic immunity are topics so far.
Are you terrified by your old ride? Don't fear. If you want to have a fun day, you have to buy a Hyundai at Sunbury Motors Hyundai. Treat yourself to a nicer, newer ride from SFC. Choose from 12 2019 Hyundai Tucson's with $4,000 off. Starting at $22,369. There's 17 Hyundai Konas in stock starting at only $20,352. Sunbury Motors Hyundai has brand new Sonatas starting under $19,000. Plus, hurry in. There's 4 Hyundai Palisades in stock. And every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty.
10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
And Hyundai Assurance. Don't be terrified by your old ride. If you want to have a fun day, you have to buy a Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai. In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Driving you over 100 years, Sunbury Motors.
Welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark, 1-800-795-9565. We have talked about Columbus Day. Bob, what's your thought on Columbus Day real quick here? We got a call waiting, but go ahead.
Yes, good morning, everyone. As far as these designated holidays with President's Day and July 4th and Christmas and that, you know, it seems that, you know, sometimes, you know, when they make these calendars or make these holidays and that, they try to, I'm going to say, get a generalization on some things. I mean, Washington's birthday and Lincoln's birthday are two different birthdays, but they've combined them to one holiday, so to speak. So, you know, when you're studying history and studying things in that, that's kind of confusing in that, but the holidays that you and I grew up with are different now.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's very true. All right. Good point. Thank you so much, Bobby. Appreciate that. Dan, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, to answer Tom's question, the transcript of that telephone call between Trump and the president is released. Everything's there, and there's nothing impeachable in that phone call. It was exactly what Trump said. It was a nice call, and the president of that country called back and said there was no pressure put on him whatsoever. So there's nothing impeachable. As I said the other day, this is nothing but a smear campaign, and it's going to backfire big time.
You think there'll be a backlash? Folks will vote for President Trump because he's unfairly victimized here.
I think some of the rhinos that didn't vote for Trump the first time will see what's going on, and they'll vote for Trump this time because they realize what this country, we're fighting a battle for our very soul. Do we want to be socialist and turn to communism, or do we want to be in free people? And that's what it's up to. Trump had a rally on Thursday night also, and he had a little bit south of 20,000 people in the rally out at Minneapolis, and he had a little bit south of 40,000 waiting to get in. But out there, which I didn't hear reported on any of the liberal news networks, there was about 1,000 protesters and agitators and Antifa. And they were throwing urine on the police out there and trying to disturb the horses by throwing stuff at the horses. And they were burning MAGA hats, setting them on fire, and they were intimidating the Trump voters that were leaving the rally. They were surrounding the cars. They couldn't drive away right. And it was this is getting completely out of hand.
One of the stories I saw said that they threw punches at Trump supporters too.
They were in trying to intimidate, trying to start a trouble. Then the press would carry, oh, look at them, look at them troublemaking Trump supporters starting a fight. And it would be the other way around. But this is what's going on, and it has to stop, Joe. This can't keep going on. The Trump people aren't the troublemakers. We simply voted for a president, a man that we thought would do good for our country. And that's all we did. How can we be wrong? How can we be guilty of anything except casting our ballot and voting for a man that we believed in?
You could be guilty of bad judgment if it turns out that he's a corrupt president.
Well, yeah, that's already proven.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
It hasn't never been proven. Yeah, it hasn't either. There's even, all they have is accusations, and they're trying to get him on this last deal, which the transcript's released. You can read it for yourself. I've heard it discussed several times and saw the document. There's nothing impeachable. It's just another smear campaign, anti-Trump pop propaganda to destroy this man. It don't ever stop when he's doing good for our country. He just got phase one of the China deal deal settled up and got that. And in that deal, there's $50 billion money coming into the farmers that the left said he left behind. They're going to be able to sell their products to China. They need the food over there. They need what we have here.
All right, well, we got another call coming in. We got to take a break.
Farmers will be doing good, and I want to say again, thank you, President Trump. You're doing a good job. Keep on making America great.
All right, thank you so much.
Goodbye for now.
Yeah, see, thank you. That sounds funny, goodbye for now. But he can call back. He gets another minute. Yeah. All right, we'll be right back. Stand by, crew. Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Columbus knew the world was round, but that's not why he was sailing. He was trying to make a direct route to Asia, and it was not true. You would hear that he wanted to prove that the world was round. By then, most of Europe already knew that. He wanted to prove that if he did sail distantly enough, he could get to Asia, but he had forgotten about North America and Europe in between.
Did Dan call anybody a name on his call? I don't think.
Well, everybody's calling everybody leftists and things like that.
One of our writers says, "Sorry, Dan, Trump had nothing to do about writing any deal with China. Just more lies and stupid people who believe him." Hmm. So there again, we can't be civil. It's somebody disagrees with me. They're stupid.
In capital letters, no less.
Stupid.
Well, you don't have to read it if you disagree with it.
What?
Name calling.
I read the letters as they come in.
Okay. Yeah, we do, too.
I don't edit
them. I do, too. Okay. Chris, you're on the mark. Thank you so much for waiting. Go ahead.
Yes. On the inquiry for impeachment issue, there is still no right that the president has that has anything to do with anything relative to the impeachment or possible impeachment. And in the Nixon impeachment, Brodino started the impeachment inquiry and got subpoena power by a vote of the Judiciary Committee. That was in October of 73. They didn't pass the inquiry for impeachment until February of 74. And that was largely due to public pressure because of the mounting evidence. You also had the investigation in the Watergate hearings that went on for the year or two before that. You had the news reporting of Watergate and what they found. It was confirmed by some of the Watergate hearings. And you had all that before an inquiry of impeachment. In the Clinton case, you had the Starr report. So there's a lot of investigation that needs to be done. And in order to create that situation where people have information that's been testified to, that we don't have now.
Well, Joe's not familiar with criminal investigations, so therefore...
He acts like he isn't, but I know he is.
Hey, the story... Did you read the story in the paper, Chris? You said, argue with me that I was wrong about the president not losing rights by the way they're handling this, but even the newspaper story from the AP says he did lose rights. He's not given subpoena power. He doesn't have the right to question witnesses, cross-examine them.
He didn't have subpoena power in the House committees.
But if they voted, they could give him those rights.
The Republicans had subpoena power in the House committees after the inquiry of impeachment was passed.
Well, first of all, the whole thing is being handled incorrectly anyhow. It should be in the Judiciary Committee, but it's not. It's being handled in intelligence.
It's perfectly legal. Sorry, Joe.
It's been Judiciary Committee before. That's where it started.
You're just worried about your 401k. Anyway, go ahead, Chris.
So there's always been a delay between that and a lot of investigations that went on before an inquiry of impeachment officially got passed. There were official investigations done.
But here's the salient point, Chris. Before they actually took a vote, went to the full House, they had a vote from the Congress to begin the procedure which guaranteed the president, whether it was Bill Clinton, Richard Nixon, gave them certain rights. And that's not what we're doing here.
No.
Yes.
All right, let's move on.
What rights did Nixon have?
He had the right to cross-examine witnesses.
Did you see Richard Nixon cross-examining witnesses?
He had attorney.
Did you see anybody
he had attorneys.
Who wasn't a member of Congress or a staff member cross-examining witnesses in the House committees?
Well, it never got to that point because the president resigned before they could launch the formal impeachment proceeding.
That was in the Senate.
But still, they never went to trial, Chris. He never went to trial. He had
right.
the right.
That's the point. That's when he gets his rights.
No. You read the story in the paper again, Chris. You obviously don't understand it.
The story in the paper, you read the salient issues, and I didn't see anything where they named a right. They implied there were rights, but they didn't name them. And they also took several months to get there after investigating. The Judiciary Committee was investigating the had announced they were doing impeachment stuff, and they didn't pass the inquiry until October through February.
Here's what the story
says.
And
that was mainly due to public pressure.
Here's what the story says. Without a vote, Democrats are able to craft the investigation however they see fit and leverage a vote if it becomes necessary later on.
Right.
In his letter, McCarthy asked...
And the Watergate hearings crafted the investigation.
In his letter...
There was also a report that caused the Saturday Night Massacre that was investigating it.
In his
all
letter,
before that,
in his letter, McCarthy
we don't
asked
have
Pelosi.
That yet.
In his letter, McCarthy asked Pelosi if she planned to allow Republicans, as part of impeachment, to have equal subpoena power or give the president's lawyers a chance to cross-examine witnesses. A resolution to authorize an impeachment inquiry would set some of those rules. But without a vote, Pelosi doesn't have to answer any of those questions or give Republicans any of those privileges.
Yes, it's premature to do that now.
No, it's not. You could do it right now. Do it today. Take the vote.
Yeah, and that's not political. Why do the Republicans want it done? For a political reason.
And why are the Democrats not doing it? For a political reason.
Impeachment is political by its very nature. So,
no argument.
You know, it's so what?
But so what is they're alleging a crime? They're alleging the president committed high crimes and misdemeanors.
Yes.
Most criminal proceedings allow you the right to cross-examine witnesses and to put on a defense.
But this is just the investigation. This is not the criminal
proceedings. This is the preliminary hearing.
No, it's not.
Did you understand that, Joe? I don't understand how you cannot understand that.
This is the preliminary hearing, and there are rights the defendant has.
No, it's not the preliminary hearing. It's just the investigation.
It's not the preliminary hearing.
It's just the investigation, and police don't conduct their investigations in
public. What are they calling these things that are going on in Washington? They're calling them hearings.
Well, that's fine. They can call them whatever they want. They can call them a chicken fight if they want to, but it doesn't matter.
Yes, because they're in Congress. And
they're preliminary congressional
hearings.
Yes, and
so you're saying, like, suppose you're in Shamokin Dam and there's a burglary and you see the burglar coming out of the house, and so you call the cops. Immediately, they're going to go stop the burglar and take you to the burglar and say, okay, this man says, they're going to immediately confront you, and they want the witness there.
Well, there is a set criminal procedure that is followed in all cases.
Exactly.
In all cases, but this isn't that.
This isn't that yet.
Because they haven't gotten to that yet.
Joe has beans
they
in
could
his
get
ear.
There.
They
might as well, well give it up. I have beans in my ear. You guys have beans in yours.
Well, that's true.
Of course they're not ready to.
Part of the reason they're not ready to is
because they haven't found anything. They haven't found anything that incriminates him.
Witnesses aren't allowed to
testify. Oh, come on. Witnesses are allowed to testify.
I have magic beans in my ear. They have sound to go through.
Well, we'll see. But so far,
Chris, the
Trump
Democrats,
has stopped most of them.
Chris, the Democrats are calling all these people in to their hearings. And the
they
president
also
has no right
over
to
call the information.
And the president has no right to cross examine them. No right to cross examine them. And isn't permitted to cross-examine them.
The Republicans have a right to cross-examine them.
No, they don't.
Who has the right to cross-examine them.
But they're not being permitted to cross-examine, as I understand it. They are not given that privilege.
Yes. Who is it?
The Republican members of Congress.
Oh, no. That's a complete lie.
Well, that's what I saw in the story that I read the other day. Now, whether I will admit that I don't know, I'm not in there, so I don't know whether they're allowed to ask questions or not.
They've been going back and forth the 5 minute thing or the hour at a time thing or
really?
Something like
where did
that.
You see, where did you see that? Because I haven't seen anything about that.
30
well,
more
the
seconds,
Democrats
guys.
Have said that, and I haven't heard any.
Oh,
Republicans
the Democrats have said it. Okay.
Deny it. So I would think they'd be if they were silenced in committee. They'd be kicking up a big fuss.
Well, do you know who wrote this letter that we're the subject of this story? A guy named McCarthy. Now, do you know what he does? He's the House Minority Leader, and he's complaining that the Republicans don't have those rights.
All right. Thank you,
they
guys.
They don't have the right to subpoena.
Right, Chris.
Not that they don't have the right, but they have the right to request witnesses.
He's hitting after the bell.
Right. That's it. Stop punching.
Have you heard?
Chris.
Let's have the bell
again.
Have
you heard them?
Chris,
oops,
do you have anything else to say other than this?
On a different topic?
Yes.
Oh, in 15 seconds?
Well, no. I'll take a break, and I'm going to put you on hold.
I was caused.
Well, it's had 8 minutes of 15 seconds.
Hold on. I got to take the break. We'll be right back.
Are you terrified by your old ride? Don't fear. If you want to have a fun day, you have to buy a Hyundai at Sunbury Motors Hyundai. Treat yourself to a nicer, newer ride from SFC. Choose from 12 2019 Hyundai Tucson's with $4,000 off.
Starting at $22,369.
There's 17 Hyundai Konas in stock starting at only $20,352. Sunbury Motors Hyundai has brand new Sonatas starting under $19,000. Plus, hurry in. There's 4 Hyundai Palisades in stock. And every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty.
10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
And Hyundai Assurance. Don't be terrified by your old ride. If you want to have a fun day, you have to buy a Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai. In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Driving you over 100 years, Sunbury Motors.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Please call us now if you have any words, 1-800-795-9565. Joe and I are enjoying a wonderful day here. We got one call coming in, but we got one guy waiting for his last words. 1-800-795-9565.
Make that sound very final.
Not his last words ever, but his last words now. But he gets another minute. Go ahead, Chris, wrap up.
Wow, I thought you were going to say last rites. Anyway, if the Republicans want to call their own witnesses, they always can start a hearing in the Senate about it. If they want to investigate Joe Biden, they can have a hearing about that. They haven't done either. They have the right to. Then the Republicans would be in control of who of the subpoena power. And would only ask Democrats for requests, and they could call any of the witnesses they wanted to call.
So that's a nice hypothetical, two wrongs make a right, huh?
No, but I mean, if they really are serious about that there's witnesses available that they want to call that could clear the president, they have the opportunity, they have a means of doing it. But the fact is, have you heard any names that the Republicans want to call? Have they mentioned anybody? Has Trump mentioned anybody he wants to hear testify?
Yes, he wants to hear the whistleblower.
Trump?
He wants to have a chance to cross-examine the whistleblower.
Yeah, but they've got to have that's a secrecy thing because of the whistleblower law.
You asked me if he had mentioned any, Chris, asked me if anybody, there's anybody he wanted to cross-examine. I just told you. Then you tell me that's not right.
I just told you why that can't be done.
That wasn't your question. You said, anybody.
I know, and I'm just explaining why that can't be done.
Well, that wasn't your question. Your question was, is there anybody he wants to cross-examine? I'm telling you,
and
there is.
He doesn't really want the whistleblower to testify. He's doing it because they can't have him testify now.
We got to go,
so
Chris.
He volunteers to.
Thank you. Chris. Lance, thanks for waiting. You're on the mark.
I think, though, as witnessed by the Kavanaugh disaster, those Dems can do anything they want to, including completely turn settled law on its head.
And they're behaving as bad as President Trump does.
Oh, come on.
Anyway, on a little lighter note here, this just isn't Columbus Day. This hits close to home there, I think. Be Bald and Be Free Day. It's also Dessert Day, Native American Day, Online Banking Day, and Kick Butt Day.
I like that one.
Oh, yeah. So you want to look this up, the nationaldaycalendar.com, and then just put in just which one you want to learn about. And that's,
What do you think? Should we change Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day?
Nah, I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, why not?
Yeah.
Well, because Columbus really gets a bad rap. It wasn't him that did anything. He went back home, and then all the atrocities began. He had left orders with his men to treat everybody just fine. And within the ranks, they...
Oh, no, he injured some people right away and brought some slaves back with
Incidentally,
him.
Incidentally, you left an S off of that day. It's not Kick Butt Day. It's Kick Butts Day.
Oh.
It's a national day of activism that empowers youth to stand out, speak up, and seize control against big tobacco.
Well.
On my calendar, it says Kick Butt.
Well, it's Kick Butts Day. It's according to what I'm seeing. So.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, that's a very, very good day to do that. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well,
they should be smoking.
Somebody's foot's in somebody's posterior.
Yeah, that's for sure. But and also about our people who seem to love animals wind up hating people, as witnessed by most of those crazy liberals that are protecting the. A spotted whatever, generally are folks that don't mind watching people being sucked apart in the womb.
I'm going to go to California with a plastic straw, a fur coat, and a trained elephant and see if I get arrested.
A trained elephant in a very, very, very small cage.
Right.
You'll fit right in.
By the way, Mark, did you watch that DVD yet?
No, it's in my office, and it's been a busy time. October is the terriblest time, so I've just been busy.
Oh,
but
it's going to be getting cold out.
It's in the stack. Yep. I have
Make
a big
sure
stack
do.
Of stuff. I got a big stack of stuff.
it might do you some real good, believe me.
What's the title on it? I forget what it's called.
Unplanned.
That's right. Yeah, this will be good. I'm looking forward to it.
You got a stack of stuff, do you?
I do.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Lance.
Well,
thanks
if you're
going to
have a lot of stuff, you might as well stack it up.
Thank you, Chris.
Oh, you bet.
Dan and Tom and Bob and EB and everybody else. And thank you, Joe.
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow.
We thank our fabulous producer, Rob Center. We thank Matt Catrillo, who's a clackety clacker in chief.
Same time, same station.
We thank Christopher Columbus for being the other gift that
and
keeps on
all
giving.
Indigenous peoples.
Right before they were enslaved or diseased. This is WKOK Sunbury. Okay,